wife's name was Bellamy, I think.
I don't know. I'm not much up on this. Actors.
Ralph?
I believe that's right. Ralph Bellamy.
Yeah, that's a rather strange name. I don't think there were many Ralphs when I grew up.
Well, it's not a strange, no. And well, maybe it now, but back it wasn't. Now, I have a friend, last count I had of him, he was over at Tulsa drugstore. He's a pharmacist. And his name was Ralph. When he lived here, he had a brother, and we kind of run around together. They lived right where the municipal building is. And every Sunday, when the Stillwater was small, that was the gathering place for the town kids. There'd be 25 or 50 up there, just playing, you know, every Sunday. And I have a nephew named Ralph, too. And I have a nephew named Orlando.
I've known people. I think I've known more Orlandos than I have Ralphs. See, I know one Ralph, no, I believe. Another strange one. Well, not strange, but unusual to me, since I never grew up with anybody with this name, is, let's see, it's the one just before in the Bible, Mark, Luke, and John.
You got me. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to tell you.
Well, if I came out of cold, I'd be the same way. Matthew. Were there many of those here?
No. There was a man. I say man, he was a man. He lived right south east corner of town with a man by the name of Matthew. But I never knew, only just him or maybe one or two more. But that wasn't a very common name around here.
Did you ever hear the pronunciation Matthew?
No.
I heard that a few times and it surprised me. I'd like to find out where it's used, if it's...
Yeah.
That's why I put it in my checklist here, to see if there's a Matthew area. Let's see, a man who puts barrels together, is there a special term for him?
Well, he's a cooper.
You ever hear this as a family name?
Oh, yes. Yes, there used to be coopers around here, quite a few of them.
And Mr. Cooper and...
Mrs. Cooper and the children, John or...
Did you ever have a special term for your local preacher?
No, they call them pastors.
Was he a full-time preacher?
Yes, full-time preacher. Now, you take, in the early day, they had what they called circuit riders, you know. I think that was mostly in the country, however. They would... go from church to church. Maybe they would go down here 10 miles for you in the morning and then travel over here 25 miles some other place for the afternoon. But I don't think they use that word very much anymore in relation to the preachers. I think that word circuit rider has kind of gone out because there's so many and well, I guess I want to say there's so many more preachers this day than there was 50 years ago, see? And of course, back there then, one preacher had to fill three or four charges, maybe.
I guess in some communities they had a person who would be a preacher on Sunday.
Yes.
And just do that. Did they have any special term for that? Jackleg preacher?
Well, it could. I guess that would be all right. I don't think I've heard any particular name for him, but I would call him a farmer preacher. He might live on the farm, you know, and farm through the week and then have his sermon on Sunday.
How about jackleg? Is that a common term for a part-time?
Well, I don't think it is.
Well, that's common in the South, I guess.